This week on Midwest Week, what it's like to cover a major sports event like the Rose Bowl. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Steve Batterson, sports reporter for the Quad City Times. So, Steve, you've been doing this for a long time. How many bowl games and going back how many years?
Yeah, my first bowl actually was as a college journalist, and it was the Rose Bowl as well. And, and that was the last time I was at the Rose Bowl. It would have been 1982 when Iowa made its appearance out there that year. So this is my first trip back to Pasadena since then. So.
But you've been to some of the other bowls.
Yeah, I think I've probably covered around 17, 18, maybe 19, 20 bowls since that time. So yeah, it becomes a pretty standard part of covering a major college football program, at least one that has success on a fairly regular basis.
So what kind of preparation do you have to do ahead of time? I mean, are you prepared because you've covered the team for the whole season, or you have to go through umpteen press kits to get ready, or what?
It's a little of both. Certainly, you know, the experience of covering a team throughout the season from, you know, virtually year-round anymore makes a difference. You're prepared from that angle. Typically, you're facing an opponent maybe that you aren't so familiar with, a team that, you know, generally that in this case, Iowa had not ever played in football before, so you have to kind of introduce yourself to Stanford football and get to know that team pretty well. You have to be prepared to deal with the nuances of a bowl. It's a different situation in the regular season. You have a little more access to practices and things like that that maybe don't exist during the course of September through November. It is a different beast from that standpoint.
So the Stanford people, the other team in general, is willing to talk to you?
Oh, certainly. For all college football teams that get to a bowl game, it's a time of year for the most part when they're in kind of a celebratory mood because this is a reward for what's transpired over the course of a good season. And you'll find that the sports information directors are very helpful and they provide good access to reporters covering not only their own team but the opposing team as well.
And is it hard to get credentials for something like the Rose Bowl? I mean, how much do you have to prove that you are Steve Batterson and you are a sports reporter and all that stuff?
Yeah, there is a credentialing process that you have to go through. And I mean, it involves not only just an application form, but approval, which is generally run through the university that you cover. Once you arrive at the site, you have to prove who you are. And ultimately, though, in this case, they took a photo, which becomes part of the credential. That credential is microchipped and it is scanned and everything as you enter the stadium on game day. You're giving a pin that you must wear to attend their news conferences and that type of thing. And they have security there to make sure that there are people, the people who are there are the people who are supposed to be there.
Now, do you guys get wanted, searched, smelled by sniffer dogs or anything like that, or is that still not started yet?
No, that has started, yeah. There's no question. Over the last decade or so, we've seen an uptick in security, and our bags are routinely checked whenever we enter Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City for a regular season game. And definitely this year with the incident in San Bernardino a couple of weeks before the bowl game, the security at the Rose Bowl this year was definitely ramped up, not only at the game but at the parade. The folks who attended just as spectators and certainly those who covered the event were subjected to searches and everything that you carried in had to be was looked through very thoroughly.
So how do you check all the people that are watching a parade along umpteen blocks? I mean, that I can see checking people that are sitting in the press stand or something.
Yeah, they really had a circumference figured out, and certainly the areas where they had the grandstands where they charge for seating and things like that. It was a very secure area, and there's no question that they were on top of it. It was a very well orchestrated and efficient. They were looking through everything, but they were also keeping lines moving. So it didn't become a real problem for people, I don't think, getting in.
Okay, so Steve, once you're an accredited member of the press for something like this, are there things you can but things you cannot do still?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there are certain things that you are allowed to attend and things that are simply off limits. There are, public-type things that they host for the press. For instance, at the Rose Bowl, they have a news conference that is held at one of the Disney parks. It was held at California Adventure this year. I was not not there for that. I arrived the day that that took place, so that was my travel day. But, you know, there are various events around town, around the community, and part of what bowls are is that, you know, they strive to promote certain areas of the country, and a lot of it's a tourism-driven type thing. And so they try to give the teams a chance to sample the flavor of life in that community, and part of that is, yeah, you do get to go cover some kind of crazy events sometimes. I mean, I've had news conferences on beaches over the years, and I, you know, this year I went to the Lowry's Beef Bowl, which has been a part of the Rose Bowl since 1956, when Iowa actually qualified. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it every year since. It used to basically be an eat-a-thon for the football players, where they would then, you know, come to a conclusion as to which team he ate the most prime rib, with a little more of an emphasis on nutrition in recent years.
Well, that's nice.
Things have changed a little bit in the way that event is viewed, but it certainly, you know, it was one of the more unique things that you did cover. And there was a news conference there with the coach. It was actually our first chance to talk to Kirk Ferentz while I was in California. So, you know, there's some valid news things that are happening at some of these events, but the locales can be a little different from time to time.
Now, going back however all those decades ago, Steve, how has it changed to cover something like the Rose Bowl? I mean, you're doing it all by yourself nowadays, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, and it's a 24/7 news cycle now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sending out tweets from news conferences that were being held at 8 in the morning in California on the first 4 days I was out there. I'm also tweeting back photos, sending back photos. So, you know, the feedback is coming you know, around the clock, whether it be, you know, at a news conference with players from a practice site that was located probably 15 miles away from where the news conferences were at, to trooping around with fans on a battleship. The USS Iowa is docked at the port of Los Angeles and hosted a pep rally type event for fans on New Year's Eve that drew about 8,000 people. On one of the more famous battleships that ever belonged to the U.S. government. And so, you know, there are those types of things, and you're trying to bring the story home is what you're trying to do, give folks an idea of what it's all about.
Okay, so Steve, to sum it all up, how glamorous is it to cover something like the Rose Bowl?
It's a lot of work, actually. you know, basically from the time you get up in the morning until the time that you call it a day, you're you know, either covering the team or certainly in bowl situations, you're trying to drive home the story of what the fans are experiencing as they go out, and so it becomes a little more than just a sports story. It becomes more of a local community type story, and you know, I had a chance to speak with the drum major of the marching band. I was 250-member marching band. The drum major is a Davenport Central graduate. And so, you know, there are some of those experiences that kind of add to a story that don't go along with a typical game coverage type thing.